books are something that we all have done in the past and have gotten something from it. Books are to be remembered for one reason or another. Some books you like, some books you won't. This, however, if you love the challenge of escape rooms or reading page-turning whodunits, stay with us because you are about to enjoy our next interview with award-winning author Jack Heath, who has written more than 40, get this, number 40, books for children and adults. And his latest is Kill Your Boss, is compelling and a darkly funny story. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. Thanks for having me on.
Jack, your protagonist, Detective Sergeant Kiara Louie, has the worst timing ever. She breaks up a fist fight, then a guy literally falls from the sky, dies right in front of her. Does she ever get a normal Tuesday or Thursday or whatever it happens to be in whatever town she happens to be in? In this case, it's called Warrigal. That's in Victoria, isn't it?
The real Warrigal is in Victoria, but that's Warrigal with a U. This is the fictitious town of Warrigal, New South Wales, and there's a running gag where characters keep getting them mixed up.
Like me. There you go. Continue on, if you wouldn't mind, with that answer. Does she ever actually have a normal day?
She definitely has normal days, but I like to keep them in between the books, because my readers don't want to just hear about the boring day in, day out of life as a police officer in a small town. They only want the days that are absolute shirt shows. And I think you said she has the worst timing ever, but to be honest, it might be the best, because usually a homicide detective, you know, they're showing up after the fact and having to put the pieces together. In this case, she literally saw the man die, so she has the opportunity to start investigating like 5 seconds afterwards, as opposed to 48 hours or 5 years or
Well, so Neville Adams, he's the victim in this case, was apparently hated by everyone who'd ever met him. That's quite an achievement. Did you base him on anyone specific in your life or in your past? Or is he just an amalgamation of every terrible boss you've ever had in your life?
To be honest, I've mostly been pretty lucky with the bosses I've had in my life. I mean, my first book came out when I was 19, so authoring, being self-employed, has kind of been my main gig for the last 20 years or so. Although, you know, being self-employed is also like being your own boss. And to be honest, I'm a pretty terrible boss. I'm harsh on myself. But definitely, I have a lot of friends in the public service who have horror stories about, you know, working for awful ministers and stuff like that. And, you know, like anyone else, I had some teenage fast food jobs and things like that. So Neville is in part an exaggeration of people I've known or people I've heard about, but also bits of it are just because I figure a murder mystery is only going to work if there's a lot of suspects, which means you need a lot of people with a lot of different motives. So I just thought, hey, what's the worst possible person I can come up with? Who would be the worst person to work for? And Neville is kind of a Frankenstein's monster of all those terrible qualities.
Lucky you just slip him in there. This is your second book, by the way, with Kill Your in the title. Are you planning to work through every relationship category known to man or woman? And if we had to check your Google search history, what's the craziest things we would ever find out about?
Okay, well, I'll answer the second part of your question first. If you went through my Google history, probably the most alarming thing you would find is a question of, if I wanted to poison someone and then eat them without getting poisoned myself, what would I use? But it turns out Google wasn't very helpful, so I had to go to a friend of mine who was a doctor to ask that question. He's a writer too. His name is Nick Earls, and turns out he's a terrifying person. Really cool, though. Cool guy, but scary knowledge. Sorry, what was the first half of your question again?
I was basically asking, you plan to work through every relationship category known to man or woman.
Right. Because so far I've had Kill Your Brother, Kill Your Husbands, and Kill Your Boss. April Fool's Day this year, I did announce a new book called Kill Your Sister-in-Law's Acupuncturist, and a worrying number of people thought I was serious. to be honest, I don't have an idea for a fourth book in the series at the moment, and I do have a whole bunch of other projects demanding my time. So probably there'll be more Kill Your books sometime in the future. I'm a businessman, so if people buy enough copies of Kill Your Boss, then I'll be smart enough to write another one, I guess. But for now, I'm happy to give Kiara Louie a break. Some more regular police officer stuff. She can relax for a bit.
Stick with me. I'll give you some ideas. How's that?
That sounds great. Kill your producer, kill your station manager.
Good idea. Let's throw them all in. All right. So Benjamin Stevenson, whom I guess you look up to a lot, has praised the book by essentially asking how you're so damn good, which is very high praise from a fellow mystery writer, I might say. Have you ever considered that he might be just buttering you up so that you don't write a book, kill your competition?
No, I don't think so. So Ben and I, our friendship actually predate his life as an author. He used to be an assistant to my literary agent at Curtis Brown. And he's a very, very different writer to me. He's someone who is really into the locked room mystery whodunit stuff, where he's the kind of reader who will have, you know, a pen and paper next to the book and be working out which suspect was in which room at which time. Whereas I tend to treat, like, as a reader, I tend to treat books as roller coasters. You know, I'm just happy to sort of strap myself in, and I don't need to be driving. I don't need to be guessing where it's going. I'm just happy to be taken along for the ride, you know. So I send him a copy of Kill Your Boss, and he sent me a text a little while later that said, okay, I'm 100 pages in, and this is who I think did it at this stage. And he was right. I was so angry.
Jack Heath, on that note, award-winning author, it has been so much fun. I've thoroughly had the time of my life. Thank you for being a part of it today.
Oh, thank you for having me. Have a great day.
And thank you for joining us and keeping our community connected. You can catch up with Jack again on our website, wonderful stuff, 1015fm.com.au. Just search for podcasts.